我今天早上愿意把我一点关于孙弟兄在这个特别聚会所交通的话，我再有点叫交通。
This morning, I would like to fellowship a bit on what Brother Sun shared in the special meeting.
可能在不同的小组里面都有一些都交通过。
Perhaps in very small groups, you have already shared on this topic.
我个人觉得，孙弟兄这次的交通，非常的重要。
But I personally feel that the sharing from Brother Sun was especially important.
是很基本的，但是是很重要。
It is very fundamental, but it is very important.
愿意我们能够像玛利亚，能够常常反复思想。
May we be like Mary and we ponder in our hearts.
我们能够真的在这几个的方面好好认真的操练。
And in these various aspects, we will seriously exercise them.
我们知道，当我们要与一个人同行，或者与一个人一起做事，我们必须认识这个人。
We know that if we want to walk with someone and we want to co-work with that person, we must know that person.
我们今天要与神同行，要与神同工，我们必须认识神。
So if we want to walk with God and we want to co-work with God, we must know our God.
我们不认识神是无法与他同行、与他同工的。
If we do not know our God, there is no way we can walk with Him and co-work with Him.
我们也知道，我们要认识一个人，我们需要跟他来往、跟他交谈的。
We also know that if we want to know a person, we must spend time with that person and have talk with that person.
我们要与这个人一同生活，才能够认识他。
We need to live with this person so that we can know who they are.
要认识神，我们必须与主来往、与主生活。
If we want to know our God, we must spend time with Him and live with Him.
所以，我们今天，我们真的要认识神，我们必须与他交通。
So today, if we want to know our God, we must have fellowship with Him.
我们与他越多的交通，我们就越多的认识他。
The more we fellowship with Him, the more we know Him.
我们如果想要深入的与神有交通，我们必须与神是和好。
If we want to have deep fellowship with God, we must be reconciled with God.
我们里面不能够有这么我们许多的埋怨、争执、苦读在我们的里面。
We cannot be full of complaining, murmuring, or bitterness inside of us.
神今天希望我们与他是和谐。
Because He wants us to have harmony with Him.
因为他要住在我们的身上。
Because He must dwell in our life.
我们这个人能够使他能够得安息的所在。
That we can be a place where He finds rest.
我们弟兄这次用与神来了一个定义，说被动中的主动。
Our brother defined with God as being passively active.
神不动，我不动；神动，我就动。
If God doesn't move, then I don't move. But if God moves, then I move.
我们在最后一堂的信息，他提到与神同工。
In the last message, he said, "Work co-working with God."
我们要记得，不是神与我们同工。
We need to remember, it is not God co-working with us.
我们很多时候，我们作揖，我们在服侍，我们要神，神能够同意我们的服侍。
Many times in our service, we are seeking God to agree, approve of our service.
我们许多的祷告就是我要服侍这个，我们要主来同意我们的服侍。
Many times our prayer is, "I will serve this way, and I want God to approve my
service." 我们要主来帮助我们这个服侍。
And I want God to help my service.
你发现这个服侍是我做主动。
But you find that this service, it is me, I am doing the initiative.
我做主导的，不是神做主导。
I am doing the initiative, not God.
我们今天要学习的每一个在我们的服侍里面，都学习来问我们的主。
But we need to exercise that in all of our service that we first ask our Lord.
如果这不是主的心意，我们只好等候。
If this is not the will of God, then we must wait on Him.
所以在侍奉的事上，我们必定是被动中的主动。
So in regards to service, we must be passively active.
一定是主先动，我们才能动。
It is God who first moves, and then we move.
但在其他三个事情上面
，But in regards to the other three topics,
与神和好，与神交通，与神同行
，which is reconcile with God, fellowship with God, and walking with God.
我们如果仔细想一想，这几件事神都已经愿意。
We must understand that these three things, God is already willing.
神已经愿意与我们和好。
God is already willing to be reconciled.
神已经愿意与我们交通。
God is already willing to fellowship.
神已经愿意与我们同行。
God is already willing to walk with us.
问题是你跟我愿意。
The question is, are you willing to walk with him?
这三件事没有需要我们再等候的。
These three things, we do not have to wait on them anymore.
因为神已经动。
Because God has already moved.
我们今天不再是被动的态度
and we no longer have a passive attitude towards this.
我们不能够再用理由说神不要跟我和好。
We cannot have an attitude that God does not want to reconcile with.
是神不要跟我交通。
It is God who does not want to fellowship.
是神不要跟我同行。
And it is God who does not want to walk.
这个理由已经用不上。
We cannot use it as an excuse.
因为神已经愿意。
Because God is already willing.
所以弟兄姊妹在这三件事上我们永远都要开始主动。
So, brothers and sisters, regarding these three aspects, we must be active.
我们动不了我们出了问题。
And if we cannot move, then we are the ones who have the problem.
所以我希望在一开始能够把这个弄清楚。
So I want to start out by making this very clear.
我们如果要在主里面成长。
If we want to grow in the Lord,
我们必须在这三件事上跟主说主我愿意
In these three aspects we must be willing to say Lord I am willing
我们才能够进入属灵的范围里面
Only then can we enter into this spiritual realm
提到与神和好
When we mention reconcile with God
我们弟兄提到我们必须先与神和平
Our brother mentioned that we must first be at peace with God
我们的天性是与神为敌的。
By our natural man, we are opposed to God.
这也是魔鬼就是与神为敌的。
Because Satan is against God.
所以人不知不觉就与神和为敌。
So unknowingly, man is against God.
我有一年在北京。
There was one year I was in Beijing.
我跟一个弟兄跟他的妻子孩子吃晚饭。
I was having dinner with a brother and his wife and his children.
他太太不信主。
And his wife did not believe in the Lord.
我们在饭桌上什么都可以聊。
At the dinner table, we could talk about anything.
这个我们的弟兄整天就是暗示我赶快跟他妻子谈福音。
But my brother was telling me to share the gospel with his wife.
我就一直找不到那个切口怎么进去。
But I could not find the opening to share the gospel.
吃完了之后。
Only after we were done eating.
我一定要跟他提一点。
And I had to share a little.
当提到这个关于信神信耶稣的事。
But once I brought up believing in God.
没有讲几句话。
We didn't say many words.
他的太太非常的生气
And his wife became very upset
我丈夫信他的我不管你不来管我
And she said that my husband will believe what he believes But please don't bring that upon me
我们的对话突然间就停下了
And our conversation all of a sudden stopped
我们如果有传福音的经验的话
If we have experience with sharing the gospel
我们跟朋友谈什么都可以
We can share anything we want with our gospel
一谈到神就立刻有个大障碍。
But once we speak about God, there is this huge barrier.
或者进入了这个争辩。
Or we'll enter into disputes.
或者就不能够再谈下去。
Or we cannot continue discussing.
我们发现人是被魔鬼掳去的人。
We find that man has been taken captive by Satan.
在不知不觉已经跟魔鬼同谋与神为敌。
And unknowingly we become on the same side as Satan and we are opposed to God.
我们要非常的感谢主。
We need to be very thankful to our
我们这些信主的人
that those of us who have believed in the Lord
我们竟然能够回来与神和平
that we can have this opportunity to be reconciled with God
也感谢主为我们流了他的宝血
We thank our Lord that he shed his precious blood
成就了这和平的路
to set this way for reconciliation
使我们能够从与神和为敌的180度的转的我们能够与神和平了
that we have a 180 degree change that we were opposed to God but now we are at peace with God
弟兄姊妹我们也要知道神也把那个劝人与神和好和平的责任职分赐给我们
brothers and sisters we must also know that God has given us the ministry to share with others to make peace with God
我们逃不掉的。
We cannot escape this.
我们要从主接受这个的托付。
And we must receive this entrustment from God.
我们真的要去劝人与神和好和平。
And we must share with others to make peace with God and reconcile with God.
我们自己必须是与神是和平和好。
We must first be at peace with God and reconcile with God.
我们要真的与神和好。
If we are truly reconciled with God,
我们需要不断的与神交通。
We must have constant fellowship with God.
只有一直与神交通，我们才能够进入那真实的和好。
Only constant fellowship with God will we enter that true reconciliation.
我们发现与神交通成为非常重要的一件事情。
We see that fellowship with God becomes a very important matter.
和平已经成就了，要得到真正的和好是从交通来。
Peace with God is already accomplished. To have true reconciliation with God only comes from fellowship with
God. 我们也来看与神同行。
And we also see walking with God.
阿摩斯书里面说，二人若不同心，岂能同行呢？
In Amos, it tells us that if two are not agreed, how can they walk together?
所以英文用 agree， 这个我们如果两个人不同意，怎么能够在一起？
It says agreed, so if two people are not agreed, how could they be together?
另外一个圣经也提到说，深渊与深渊响应。
In other parts of the Bible, it says deep reaches out to deep.
两个人的眼光如或者想法如果不相似就不可能走在一起。
If two people's view or mind are not the same, they cannot walk together.
深渊与深渊响应乃是我们两个人的想法是 一致的。
When it says deep reaches out to deep, this means that these two people are of the same mind.
我们发现我们要认识一个人。
We find that if we want to know a person,
我们可以留意他跟什么人在一起。
We can see what type of people this person hangs out
with. 他跟什么人在一起，我们就可以认识，大概已经有点揣摩得到他是怎么样的人。
And the people that he keeps company with, we can have an idea of what type of person this person is.
两个人同行绝对不是被逼的。
Because when two people are together, this is not forced.
是自然的，有个吸力给他们。有相似的地方他们靠在一起。
But this is natural. There's a natural attraction that draws these two people together.
俗语说这个话不投机半句多。
And there is an idiom that says if there is no common ground, even half a word is too much.
所以换句话说因为我们讲话投机所以我们走在一起。
In other words, because our conversation has common ground, so we can walk together.
这是人与人的情况。
And this is the condition between two humans.
那我们来看与神同行。
But what about walking with God?
我们与神讲话投机吗？
Do we have common ground when we talk with God?
我们与神讲话不是只是来到他面前求要这个求得那个。
When we fellowship with God, it is not only us asking for this or asking for that.
我们真的来到神面前有话跟神谈。
But when we come before the Lord, do we have words to fellowship with Him?
我们真的要与神同行，那个根基是我能与神交谈的。
The foundation of being able to walk with God is having fellowship with God.
我们如果跟神话不投机，怎么可能跟他同行？
If we are not on the common ground in our fellowship with God, how can we walk with God?
所以我们交通与神能够交通，变成是与神同行非常重要的一个根基。
So our ability to fellowship with God becomes a very crucial foundation for our walk with God.
我们要与神同行，我们必须跟他是有话可交谈。
Because if we want to walk with God, there must be words that we can have fellowship with.
腓立比书第二章告诉我们说，我们要意念相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
In Philippians, it tells us that we must be like-minded and be of one accord, of one mind.
我们今天不是只是我们之间，我们的意念是相同的。
And it is not just among us today that all of our thoughts are of one mind.
乃是我们跟神的意念是相同。
But that our thought with God is of one mind.
所以这个非常好，我们只有 one mind, 就是跟神一样的心思意念。
we see that we can only be of one mind, and that is of one mind with God.
我们怎么能够得到 one mind?
So how can we obtain this one mind?
只有不断的交通使我们能够进入到 one mind.
Only ceaseless fellowship will allow us to enter into this one mind.
我们在这个要与主同行，我们必须交通到我们是一致。
So if we want to walk with God, we must have constant fellowship until we become one mind.
我们发现与主交通，我们能够得着不住的得到启示。
We see that when we have ceaseless fellowship with God, we will gain revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的认识神是从启示来。
Brothers and sisters, to truly know our God only comes from revelation.
头脑知识没动力的一定被动。
Only head knowledge does not have the force behind us. It will always be passive.
只有启示来的才变主动。
Only with the revelation will it become active.
说圣经里面你看神的仆人们都说我亲眼看见亲耳听见亲手摸过。
We see in the Bible, the disciples say, what I have heard, what I have seen, and what I have touched.
因为是我自己看见了
because it is what I personally have seen.
因为我看见了，我就有动力
because I have seen it, so now I have initiative, I have action.
弟兄姊妹，当我们觉得没动力的时候，你们基本上可以有个结论，我全部是知识来的。
When we feel no driving force, no action, it is because it is all from our head knowledge.
我们要得到启示，我们必须与主有交通。
If we want to receive revelation, we must have fellowship with God.
我们发现摩西因为与神交通写了摩西五经。
We see that Moses, because of his fellowship with God, he could write the Pentateuch or the first five books of the Bible.
保罗与神与主交通，他能够看到教会是基督的身体。
And Paul had fellowship with God, so he could see that Christ the church is the body of Christ.
保罗与主交通，所以圣经里面记载了他十三卷书他所写。
Paul had fellowship with God, and the Bible recorded 13 of his epistles.
我们与神同行，我们交通就更多。
If we walk with God, then our fellowship will be even more.
我们的启示也更多。
And our revelation will grow.
我们都记得亚伯拉罕与神同行。
We remember that Abraham walked with God.
亚伯拉罕我们的主要走了亚伯拉罕就跟他主动的与主一起同行
And when our God had to leave then Abraham walked with God and left with him
神说我要做的事岂可隐瞒亚伯拉罕呢
And God said that what I'm about to do how can I hide this from Abraham
神称亚伯拉罕为他的朋友
And God called Abraham his friend
说神就对亚伯拉罕启示神的计划
So God told Abraham hiswhat was in his mind.
神说我要灭索多玛。
He said, I will destroy Sodom.
在亚伯拉罕想到他的侄儿罗德在索多玛。
But Abraham remembered that his nephew Lot was in Sodom.
后面就增加了许多跟神的交通。
And this brought more fellowship between Abraham and God.
所以因着这个交通把罗德就救出来。
And because of this fellowship, God saved Lot.
所以弟兄姊妹要与神同行能够与神交通是起步
So brothers and sisters, in order to walk with God, having fellowship with God is the first step.
真的能够同行我们的交通就更多
If we truly can walk with God, then our fellowship with God will be even more.
我们也能够真的得到更多的启示
And then we will gain more revelation.
所以我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹多来谈到与神交通这件事情。
So on to fellowship with brothers and sisters, the topic regarding, with God.
我们首先第一件事我们要来看是什么情况让我们与神不能交通呢?
So I want to look first at what condition causes us, prevents us from, having fellowship with God.
在这个里面第一个乃是没有主的生命。不能与神交通的。
First is if one does not have the life of Christ, they cannot fellowship with God.
要有主生命，这个交通的门才打开的。
One needs the life of Christ in order for the door to fellowship to be opened.
当亚当犯罪之后，他的灵就死了，与神的交通断了。
When Adam sinned, his spirit died and his fellowship with God was broken.
我们要问，有恢复的路吗？
we must ask, is there a way to restoration?
我们感谢主，有。
We thank the Lord that there is.
神把他的独生子派到地上了。
God gave his only begotten son to the earth.
担当我们罪的所有的刑罚。
And he cleansed us from all of our sin.
因着他的流血舍命，他的死而复活。已经开了一条又新又活的路。
Because he shed his precious blood and he gave his life for us with his death and resurrection, he gave a new and living way for us.
今天人只要做就接受基督耶稣的宝血。
The only thing we need to do today is to accept and receive his precious blood.
我们接受他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
When we receive his precious blood, it washes away all
our sins. 我们也接受他的生命做我的生命。
And we.Except that his life becomes our life.
这个交通又能够恢复。
And once again, this fellowship is restored.
所以第一件事情不能交通，没有主的生命无法交通。
So the first thing that prevents us from having fellowship with God is we do not have the life of Christ.
第二个，有罪跟神的交通也会断。
The second condition is if we have sin, our fellowship with God will be broken.
活着呀，这个 broken 很好，不是 dead, 是 broken, 就是我们交通不顺了，没办法怎么交通了。
Our fellowship will be broken, it's not smooth.
诗篇66篇说，人若自重罪孽，主必不听。
In Psalm 66, it tells us, if man regards iniquity in his heart, the Lord will not hear.
什么叫做主不听？
What does it mean that the Lord does not hear?
你跟神的交通断了。
It means that your fellowship with God has been broken.
所以我们要恢复这个交通的话。
So to restore this fellowship,
我们需要认罪。
We must confess our sin.
我们如果不认罪，
if we do not confess our sin,
我们喜欢我们所犯的罪，
and we are indulging and enjoying our sin,
我们留在那个罪里面，
and we remain in that sin,
就算我们已经有了主的生命，
even,
也不能交通。
Even if we have the life of Christ, we cannot have fellowship with God.
所以我们必须对付罪。
So we must deal with sin.
我们在心中要除掉这个罪。
And from our hearts we must remove all the sin.
认罪是恢复交通的关键。
Because confession of our sin is a criteria to have fellowship with God.
这是真实的认罪，不是嘴巴讲讲。
And this is real.Repentance of sin, not just saying it with our voice.
我们记得大卫犯罪之后。
We know that after David had sinned.
诗篇51篇他说，求神解除他的罪，涂抹他一切的罪孽。
In Psalm 51, David says to cleanse me from my sins and blot out all my iniquities.
他说，我这样子才能够再恢复这救恩之乐。
Only then can I restore the joy of my salvation.
所以罪拦阻了我们与神的交通。
So sin has prevented us from having fellowship with God.
我们要对付罪，那是真实的认罪。
If we want to deal with sin, we must truly repent of our sin.
我们在神给我们知道哪一件事，哪一个罪我们与他拦阻了，必须对付那一件事，那一个罪。
God will reveal to us the sins that are preventing us from fellowshipping with God, and we must deal with these sins.
我们真的对付，也真的认罪，我们与神的交通恢复。
And when we truly deal with these sins and we confess our sins, then our fellowship with God will be restored.
第三个，
the third point,
我们爱神以外的东西也影响我们与神的交通。
If we love things apart from God, this will also affect our fellowship with God.
圣经告诉我们说，如果我们爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们心里。
The Bible tells us that anyone loves the world, then the love of God is not in them.
或者说，他说爱宴乐就不爱神。
It also says that lovers of pleasure, not lovers of God.
换句话说，当我们爱神以外的东西，我们不愿意来跟神交通。
In other words,If there are things outside of God that we love, then we will not have fellowship with God.
我们深渊与神那边的深渊不响应。
And our deep does not reach, is not of the same mind as God's deep anymore.
这个交通就断了。
And this fellowship has been broken.
我相信在这一点上影响了许多弟兄姊妹。
And I believe that this point has affected many brothers and sisters.
所以我们真的讨厌罪，所以我们应该还会起来对付罪。
We despise our sin, so we rise up and deal with our sin.
但是爱世界、爱舒适，这个就把我们完全扯下去。
But loving the world, loving comfort has dragged us down.
这个把我们的心牢牢地绑住。
And this has put a bondage on our hearts.
或者把我们的心完全地霸占住。
And has completely taken over our hearts.
使我们没有动力起来愿意跟神交通。
So that we do not have any strength to rise up in fellowship with God.
所以我们求主在这个事情上面改变我们的眼光。
So we pray that regarding this matter, the Lord will change our view.
我们要祷告说主，我以前看为所爱的，你改变我眼光，给我看到这不可爱。
Let's pray to the Lord that what I see is precious, that I will no longer see is so precious.
保罗说过，我以前啊这个看为对我有益的，今天因为基督，我看为有损。
Paul tells us that what things are gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
这个是一个眼光的改变。
This is a matter of changing the view.
我们必须，如果我们看重跟神的交通的话，
If we value having fellowship with God,
我们要有切实的为这件事祷告。
We must seriously pray for this matter.
我过去也交通了，这个爱世界，这是我们肉体最最想要的。
Because I have shared with this before, loving the world is what our flesh most desires.
因为这是我们的 comfort zone, 这个在我们里面我们最舒服。
Because this is our comfort zone, what we are most comfortable with inside.
那今天如果我们有另外一个就是说我真的要想要跟主交通，这应该给我们有动力向主切切的呼求。
But on the other side, we really want to have fellowship with God. This will cause us to cry out to the Lord.
救我。在这些的安舒的里面，我能够出来，我真的能够看重与主的交通。
To deliver me out of this condition so that I can have true fellowship with God.
使我眼光能够改变。
And that my view can change.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
我们拦阻我们与神交通的是我们在黑暗中。
If we are in darkness, this will prevent us from having fellowship with God.
或者我们里面不顺服。
Or if we are not submissive in our hearts.
我们在这种情况里面，我们可能还在跟神在交通。
Perhaps in this situation, you are still having some fellowship with God.
但是啊，这种交通可能非常的表面。
But this fellowship will be very outwardly.
因为我们逃过避开不顺服的事。
Because we have avoided the matter of being submissive to the Lord.
So, 我们以为我们跟神还在交通。
So, we think that we still have fellowship with God.
我们是有交通，但是交通非常的肤浅，非常的表面。
Perhaps we still have fellowship with God, but this is very shallow and an outward fellowship.
So, 这个不顺服要对付。
So, we must deal with our inability to submit.
我们要与神有真正的和好，我们才能够进入再有真实的交通。
And only when we are reconciled with God can we enter this true fellowship.
当然另外一个我们可能不顺服我们自己也不清楚。
On the other hand, we do not submit. Perhaps we are also unclear about it.
这也是圣经常说的我们落在黑暗里。
And the Bible says that we are stuck in darkness.
所以我们跟神的交通也变得很表面。
And so then our fellowship with God also becomes very shallow.
所以我提了四件事情。
So I mentioned four aspects.
没有主的生命跟神交通是不可能的。
You do not have the life of Christ, it is possible to fellowship with God.
有罪不对付罪，与神的交通是交不通的。
If we have sin and do not deal with that sin, our fellowship with God is broken.
我们在神以外有所爱的，是我们不愿意来跟神交通的。
If we, there are things we love outside of God, this will prevent us from fellowshipping with God.
我们不能够，我们有不顺服的地方，我们在黑暗中，我们跟神的交通是表面。
If there, we are in darkness and there are things we are unwilling to submit, then we will have very shallow fellowship.
所以这个是第一个大点，跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们要先注意到什么拦阻我们与神交通。
So this is the first main point I want to share on what things are hindering us from fellowship with God.
那第二个点我们要来看的与神交通的目的是什么
The second point is what is the purpose of having fellowship with God?
第一个是我们要认识我们自己
The first is so that we can know ourselves
弟兄姊妹我们要知道我们基本上不认识自己
Brothers and sisters, we must know that we basically don't know ourselves.
对，我们总是觉得我们不错。
We always think that we are pretty good.
我都比别人我都不错。
I'm better than others.
我们没有真的跟主交通，我们看不见我们的问题。
If we do not have true fellowship with God, we do not see our own problems.
只有真正的与神交通，我们才能够走在回转的路上。
Only having real fellowship with God can we walk on this way of repentance.
Oh, 我们 turn to Him. 我们今天能够回转向他。
And can we turn to Him again?
因为我们今天如果与主交通。
Because if we want to fellowship with God,
我们才知道我堕落有多深。
But only then will we see how far we have fallen.
因为我们整天看的都是堕落的人。
Because we every day we only see fallen man.
我们比较的都是一批堕落的人。
Where we compare ourselves with all these fallen men.
所以我们发现我还不错。
So we think I'm pretty good.
但是你要知道，如果与主多交通。
But we see that we have more fellowship with God.
我们才发现我们堕落的有多深。
Then we see how far we have fallen.
我们才会愿意要走上回转的路。
Only then will we.Be willing to walk on this way to turn back to the Lord.
我们才会真的说主，让我剩下的一生里面是一直悔改，一直回转的，一直走在这个回头的路上。
Only then will we say to the Lord, for the rest of my life, I want to walk away of repentance and turn around back to the Lord.
所以交通第一个目的，真正认识我自己。
So the first point of fellowship is to know ourselves.
第二个。是认识主自己。
The second is to know the Lord Himself.
知道认识主做事的原则与主做事的目的。
So that we can know the Lord's principles and the reasons He does His work.
我们借着与神步入的交通，我们认识神的心意。
And with ceaseless fellowship before the Lord, then we can know His heart.
我们能够认识神最终的目的。
And we can see.His ultimate goal.
弟兄姊妹，这个交通不是增加我们头脑的知识。
Brothers and sisters, this fellowship is not to increase our head knowledge.
这个交通乃使我心灵里面我有个真知道。
But this fellowship is so that in our hearts we have a true understanding.
我刚刚已经提过了，我们真的从里面有真的有启示，真的知道我们里面就有动力。
I have just shared that if we have true understanding within and have revelation, then within us we will have a driving force.
我们本来软弱的不得了。
Before we were very weak.
但是因为交通我里面知道。
But because of fellowship, my heart, I know.
所以我里面的人 inner man, 我里面的人刚强起来。
So my inner man has been strengthened.
我们能够来到神面前接受他给我们的托付。
And I can accept the entrustment that the Lord has given to us.
So, 交通使我们能够越过越认识他。
So, fellowship helps us know our Lord even more.
认识他所要的。
To know what he wants.
是从里面真实的认识。
It is a true knowing from within.
我里面就有动力来接受他所托付。
And in my inside, there is a driving force to accept the entrustment.
我不是在看别人有没有接受这个托付。
I'm not looking at whether others have accepted this entrustment.
这个是我自己与他的事情。
But it is with me and God.
就算旁边的人都不接受了，都不这样子了，我里面还是有动力在。
Even if everyone around does not accept, I still have the driving force to walk this way.
第三个，交通的目的。
The third matter of fellowship of fellowshipping with God.
乃是我们能够有真正属灵的成长。
Is that we have true spiritual growth.
更一个后书第四章告诉我们说，我们与神交通的话，我们内心却一天心事一天。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us that the inner man is being renewed day by day.
我们跟他交通，在我们身上是有变化的。
When we have fellowship with Him, inside of us, there will be a change.
主今天救我们是要我们像他。
Today the Lord saves us is to be like Him.
我们怎么样来像他？
How do we be like Him?
只有常常跟他交通。
Only having constant fellowship with Him.
他直接在影响我。
And He will directly affect us.
他的生命在我里面一直的增加。
And His life will increase inside of us.
使我里面一直产生变化。
and that inside there will be constant changing.
在不知不觉的里面，我们一直越来越像。
And unknowingly, we'll be more and more like him.
所以我在这里只提了三个目的。
So I only said three matters.
我们今天要与主交通。
Today we have fellowship with God.
我们目的是要认识自己。
We must recognize our, know ourselves.
知道我们离开主有多远。
That we see how far we are from God.
所以我们必须回来。
And that we must turn back.
第二个我们要认识主自己。
The second, we must know our Lord himself.
认识他的目的。
To know his purpose.
以致我们从里面的认识我能够接受他的托付。
And this knowing from within so that we can accept his entrust.
我里面能够有动力。
And that inside there will be a
force. 第三个我才能够在主里面有真正属灵的成长。
The third is then I will have true spiritual growth in the Lord.
所以这个是关于我们要与神交通的目的。
So this is regarding why we fellowship with our Lord.
所以第三个大点，我们如何交通才能够达到这个目的呢？
The third main point is how can we fellowship to obtain this goal?
我们知道交通最根基的是根据生命。
We know that the foundation of fellowship is in regards to life.
没有生命是没可能交通。
We do not have the life, we cannot fellowship.
那弟兄姊妹，还有一件事情，要与神交通，是必须有在神的光中交通的。
But brothers and sisters, there's another matter, and that is if we fellowship with God, it must be in the light.
我们读一些圣经好吗？
Let us read some scripture.
我们翻到马太福音第六章。22, 23节
Matthew chapter 6 verse 22 to 23
马太六章22 23节
Matthew 6 22 to
23那里说眼睛就是身上的灯你的眼睛若嘹亮全身就光明你的眼睛若昏花全身就黑暗你里头的光若黑暗那黑暗是何等大的呢
The lamp of the body is the eye If therefore your eye is good your whole body will be full of light But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
约翰福音第一章
In John chapter 1,
约翰福音第一章第四、第五节
John chapter 1 verse 4 to 5,
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
约翰福音三章十九到二十一节
John chapter 3 verse 19 to 21.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他们的行为受责备。但行真理的必来救光要显明他所行的是靠神而行
John 3 verse 19 And this is the condemnation that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed But he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God
约翰福音第八章第十二节
John chapter 8 verse 12
耶稣又对众人说我是世界的光跟从我的就不在黑暗里走必要得着生命的光
John 8 verse 12 Then Jesus spoke to them again saying I am the light of the world He who follows me shall not walk in darkness but have the light of life
我们翻到旧约诗篇36篇
And let us turn to the Old Testament in Psalms chapter 36 verse 9
第九节因为在你那里有生命的源头在你的光中我们必得见光
Psalm 36 verse 9 For with you is the fountain of light In your light we see light
诗篇119篇130节
Psalm 119 verse 130
你的言语一解开就发出亮光使愚人通达
The entrance of your words give light It gives understanding to the simple
我们圣经先暂时读到这里
We'll read this much scripture for now
所以我们怎么样这个与神交通呢？
So how can we fellowship with God?
第一个，我们来看光的目的是什么？
The first, let us look at the purpose of light.
光的目的是除去黑暗。
The purpose of light is to cast away the darkness.
我们知道在我们认识神之前，我们是在黑暗中的。
We need to know that before we believed in the Lord, we were in darkness.
或者我们讲的准确一点，我们还有一点点光。
Or to say more accurately, there is a little bit of light.
这个光是从我们良心出来的。
This light comes from our conscience.
但你要知道，堕落的人的良心那个光太暗淡了。
But we must know that a fallen man, that conscience is so, the light is so dim.
所以我们一般都认为自己不错。
So most of us generally think that we are pretty good.
我常常举这样的例子。
I often bring up this example.
如果晚上我在一个房子。
In the nighttime, if I'm in a house.
我什么灯都没有。
And there are no lights in this house.
我能够看到这个房子脏吗？
Can I see that this house is dirty?
什么都看不见。
I can't see anything.
所以我们如果点一个蜡烛，稍微看到旁边的。
So we light a candle and can see a little bit around it.
这就像我们的良心。
And this is like our conscience.
或者我们点五根十根蜡烛。
Or maybe we light 5 or 10 candles.
我们看得更多。
We see a little bit more.
这最多就是我们的良心。
And this is the best our conscience can do.
在我们不认识神的之前，我们的良心最多是看到这些。
Before we knew our God, this is the most we could see.
所以当我们跟朋友们说你有罪，基本上都反弹的。
That is why when we tell gospel friends that they have sinned, that they are so against it.
我说那些怎么算是罪呢？
They say, why do these count as sin?
因为我们在这些的蜡烛光里面看不到我们的问题。
Because in the light of these dim candles, we cannot see our problems.
所以当一个房间里面我们摆个500束光的一个大灯在那里的时候，好多什么蜘蛛网都看见。
But if we put a bright 500 watt light in this room, we can even see the small spider web.
如果50瓦的烛光照在我们身上的话，我们就看到我们是一个不堪的人。
And if we shine this bright light within us, then we see how bad we are.
我们今天我们说500束光很亮。
We say that 500 watts is a very bright light.
我们的主说我是真光。
And our Lord says that He is the true light.
他的光可以照整个世界。
That His light can illuminate the whole world.
所以他说我是世界的光。
So He says that He is the light of the world.
在他毫无黑暗。
In Him there is no darkness.
我们想一想，如果是他的光照到我们里面来，
We must think if it was the Lord's light that shines within us，
你猜会有什么反应？
What response will we have？
你会看到你从来没看到的东西。
We'll see things that you have never seen before。
你可能会看到你没有想过你会这么败坏的一个人。
That we could see situations that we did not realize we were even this bad。
我们可能会吓了一跳。
And we might beFrightened by this.
神啊，你是用你这样看我是这么糟糕的一个人。
That the Lord sees us that we are such a wicked and bad person.
我没看见。
That I didn't see it.
我现在才知道你是怎么看我的。
And only now I see how the Lord sees me.
我们会吓了一跳。
Then we will be frightened.
我们会不敢面对自己。
And we will be unable to face ourselves.
如果我们是对的话。
But if we are right.
我们会真的谦卑下。
Then we will become humble.
因为我终于稍稍看到我真实的情况。
Because now I finally see my true condition.
不是在别人在讲我。
It is not what others speak of me.
我整天都反对别人讲的。
Because I'm always opposed to what
others say. 我觉得你有偏见。
Because I think you are being partial.
你这个不是很公平的看我。
You are not looking at me fairly.
但是当神的光照进来。
But once the light of the Lord shines
in, 没得狡辩。
There is no other way to
look at me. 这真的是我的情况。
This is my true condition.
还比旁边的人讲我还糟糕。
And it is worse than looking at what others say of me.
这个光要照出我们许多的罪。
And this light will illuminate many of our sins.
要照出我们许多的肉体。
And illuminate our flesh.
这个光更深的一步，要照出我们魂里面人看为好的东西。
Even deeper, it will illuminate the things in our soul that even man considers to be good.
这个在魂里面是我觉得是我能够做的， 但神说这有问题。
In these things are in the soul that we think I can do it, but God sees that there is a problem here.
我们现在要来看一看亚当是怎么堕落。
We must look, how did Adam fall?
是亚当犯了大罪，杀了人，他才堕落。
Did Adam commit a great sin that he slayed a man? That is how he fell.
第一是他犯了这些大罪，他才成为罪人。
He committed these great sins, so he became a sinner.
我们读读创世纪，我们知道他是成为罪人以后才发生有杀人的。
We find that Adam became a sinner, and then after that, there was the, someone was slain.
我们今天要问亚当是怎么堕落。
So we must look, how did Adam fall?
神造亚当是完全的。
God created Adam as a complete person.
但是亚当还要继续成长，达到神造人的目的。
But Adam still needed to grow to accomplish God's purpose.
神给了亚当一个自由的意志
，and God gave Adam free will，
给他能够自由的选择他所要的
，and Adam could freely choose what he wanted。
他可以选择我要一直依靠神的生命过活。
Adam could choose whether to rely on God's life to live。
他如果选择这个，他就会选择吃生命树的果子
，and he chose this, he would choose to eat of the fruit of the tree of life。
但是他也有个机会去选择那个知识善恶树的果子吃。
But he could also choose to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他如果选择这个，就是说我能够靠自己判断什么是对，什么是错的。
If he eats of this fruit, then he has the choice to decide what is right and what is wrong.
我们知道他最终选择吃了这个知识善恶树的果子。
We know in the end, Adam chose to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他这个行动就是宣布我要离开神独立了。
And with this action, he proclaimed to God that I want to be independent from God.
我不需要再依靠神，我能够自己判断什么是对的，什么是错的。
I do not have to rely on God anymore because I can discern myself what is right and what is wrong.
这个成为他堕落的原因。
And this is the reason why Adam fell.
把罪带进世界了。
And he brought sin into this world.
这我们必须认识这一点。
We must know this point.
他没有犯什么大罪。
He did not commit a great sin.
他只做了一件事，说我跟神说，我宣布我不需要神，我能够独立，我能够过我的生
活。Adam just told, proclaimed to God that I do not need God. I can rely on myself to live.
我们知道这个，他之后他的魂就不断的发展。
We know that after this, Adam's soul continued to grow.
他越来越自信。
And he became more, much more self-confident.
他不需要神，他能够做很多的事。
That even without God, he can accomplish a lot of things.
他并且是做成功。
And he could do these things very well.
这就是我们一般讲的，就是成为人天然的能力。
And this is what we speak of man's natural ability.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们天然人力从哪里来的。
Brothers and sisters, we must know where does this natural ability come from?
从亚当堕落之后，我们不断地发展我们自己。
It comes from Adam's fallen man that we always show forth our natural ability.
我们的魂就越来越大。
And our soul becomes larger and larger.
我们今天信主。
Today we believe in the Lord.
我们可能有些眼光改变。
Perhaps our view has changed for something.
我们一些爱好改变。
And some of the things we love has changed.
我们以前很喜欢 party.
Before we enjoyed partying.
我们现在喜欢聚会。
Now we enjoy going to meeting.
我们以前喜欢读小说，研究很多科学的书。今天我们喜欢读圣经。
Before we enjoy reading novels or reading or researching other books, but now we enjoy reading the Bible.
我们过去用什么方法来研究分析我们所读过的书，我们也用同样的方法来研究分析圣经。
And with the same methods that we used to research in school and with other books, we use that same method to research the Bible.
我们的确是重生了。
It is true that we are born again.
但是我们的心思没有变。
But our mind has not changed.
我们那个天然的能力来研究分析，那个能力没变。
The natural ability to research, to understand has not changed.
我们知道这个能力不是从神来的。
We know that this ability does not come from God.
这个是从我一个堕落的人里面出来的。
It is the ability that comes from my fallen natural man.
说这天然人力就是我魂的不断的发展。
So this natural ability is showing forth only our soul.
我们要知道，如果我不需要祷告，不需要依靠神，而能够做成这个事，这就是我魂的能力在发表。
We must know that in anything, if we do not have to pray to God, if we do not have to rely on God, then this is our soul that is doing this action.
这是我们今天人最大的问题。
And this is our biggest problem today.
我们过去怎么读教科书，我们用同样的方法来读圣经。
How we read our books for school, that is the same way that we read the Bible.
这个方法是错的。This
method is wrong.
但我们不知道,
we don't know it.
我们一生就一直用这个,
but for our whole life, we use this way.
这个成为我们最大的问题,
and this becomes our biggest problem today.
所以这个天然的人力必须要对付,
so this natural strength must be dealt with.
神用十字架来对付我们这天然的人力,
and God uses the cross to deal with our natural ability.
另外一个神要先光照我们,
and the other aspect, God needs to use His light to enlighten us, to show us that this is a problem.
光照给我看见, 我才能够开始眼光改变。
To shine His light that we can see so that we can begin to change.
我们发现保罗被大光照,
we see that Paul had a great light shine on him.
发现这个光有能力,
we see that this light has power,
把它打到地上,
and it struck him to the ground.
不止打到地上，眼睛都瞎了。
Not only struck into the ground, but he was blinded by the light.
就在这个光里面，他突然间问主啊，你是谁呀？
And in this light, Paul asked the Lord, "Who are you?"
他开始对自己没自信。And
he starts to lose his self-confidence.
要知道，光如果真的照在我们身上，我们会有。
We need to know that if light truly shines in our life, we will have change.
今天主的光要照出我们能力的源头是从哪来的?
Today the light is to show us that where is the origin of our strength.
是从我这个堕落的人，从魔鬼那里直接跟他同谋而有的发展自己的能力来的。
It's the strength from our natural man that is fallen man on Satan's side. Is that where our strength and ability come from?
还是我们是从神那边来的能力?
Or is the strength and ability coming from God?
光能够做成这个事情。
Light can accomplish this work.
光, 我们今天在这个COVID-19这个疫情的当中,
while we are in this pandemic,
我们发现这个很多人用光, 这个时候用ultralight, 来消灭病毒，或者这个叫什么？这对房间消毒。
We see that people are using ultraviolet light to disinfect areas.
所以我们发现光有消毒的作用。
So we see that light has the effectiveness of cleansing.
光能够杀死所有不该存在。
And light can destroy the things that should not exist.
地上所发明出来的光已经能够做成这个事情。
And we on earth, we already have this light that has this capability.
我们想想，主是真光, 难道不能够除掉出于我们人的东西?
And we say that the Lord is the true light. Do we not think that the Lord can extinguish the bad things in our life?
我常常遇到弟兄姊妹这样问我,
I have often encountered brothers and sisters who ask me this.
我里面有个感动要做这个事。
In my heart, I have a moving to do something.
你能够告诉我这个感动是从主来的还是我自己发起?
Can you tell me if this moving is from myself or from God?
常常遇到有人就说我这个是出于灵的呢还是出于魂的呢?
And often I encounter people who ask, does this come from my soul or from my spirit?
我是出于神的呢还是出于人的呢?
Is it from God or is it from man?
我要留在美国是我自己要的呢还是神要我要的呢?
I want to stay in America. Is it because God wants me to or because I want to?
弟兄姊妹啊真的解不清啊。
Brothers and sisters, we really cannot discern this.
我们拼命在问人,
and so we constantly ask others.
当这个说可以, 那个说不可以,
one says yes and the other says no.
我们就懵了,
and then we become confused.
那我们有些时候呢, 我们做什么? 我们分析,
and on in another aspect, we start to self-analyze.
或者我们自己审查。
Or we self-examine ourselves.
这个是不是不好，那个不好。
Is this good? Is that good?
我们今天有人天天都在审查自己。
And we have some who daily self-examine themselves.
我们要说，哎，我今天做人做事有没有做错啊？
And say, today, as a person, did I do anything wrong?
我有错我就改啊。
And if I did anything wrong, then I will change.
弟兄姊妹，这完全是用我们魂的能力在做这个事。
This is completely from our soul that we are doing this.
使我们真的进入了糊涂的情况。
And this will cause us to enter a true state of
confusion. 也把我们带进了做一个宗教家。
And we become a religious person.
因为我们是天生最爱守律法的人。
Because as a natural man, we enjoy following law.
我们发现我们已经做了这些事，我就良心平安了。
And we have done all of these things, and in my conscience, I am at peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神不是要我们自己审查自己或者自己分析这些事情。
Our God does not want us to self-examine and analyze ourselves.
这不是神的方法。
This is not God's way.
神的方法是用光来照的。
God's way is to use His light to illuminate.
他是用光来显明这件事是对还是错的。
And with His light, He will show you whether this is right or wrong.
诗篇三十六篇告诉我。
Psalms 36 tells us.
他说在你的光中我们必得着光。
In your light, we see light.
这里提了两个光。
It mentions two lights.
第一个光说是你的光。
The first light is His light.
这是神的光。
This is God's light.
这是客观的。
This is objective.
他愿意照。
God is willing to shine to this.
第二光是得见光。
The second light is the light we receive.
是我真的看到这个光。
This is the light that we truly see.
这是主观的。
So this is subjective.
这是我看见。
This is what I have seen.
如果我真的看见。
If I truly see this.
我就知道这是出于我的还是出于神。
Then I know whether this is from myself or whether this is
from God. 我们今天不知道是出于我的还是出于神的。
Today we don't know whether it's from me or from God.
不是我们缺乏怎么样的方法来 find out.
It is not because we are lacking in methods to find out.
我们所缺乏就是光。
But because we are lacking in light.
我们没有光，所以我们不知道怎么选择。
We don't have light, so we don't know how to
choose. 我们许多的选择，我们糊里糊涂的。
And many of our choices, we are
confused. 我们又怕得罪主。
We are afraid of offending our Lord.
我们又不知道怎么叫做超主喜悦。
But we also do not know how to please the Lord.
我们就整天坐立不安。
And so we are constantly at unrest.
你知道到最后一事无成。
And in the end, we know this will only result in failure.
所以弟兄姊妹，光非常的重要。
So brothers and sisters, light is so very important.
我希望你今天都忘了我所交通的，要记得与神交通就是我要得光。
If you forget everything else I shared today, remember that fellowship with God is to obtain His light.
因为只有光能够照明一切真实的情况。
Because only light can reveal the true condition.
只有光进来我才清清楚楚。
Only light, when light enters, will I become clear.
当我们没有光，我们拼命问一百个问题，一千个问题，我还是没有答案。
If we do not have light and we ask hundreds, thousands of questions, we will not have the answer.
光的目的乃是能够除去黑暗。
The purpose of light is to cast out the darkness.
能够显明我这个是出于我的魂，是出于我自己的。
And to show that this is from myself and from my soul.
这个能够显明这是出于我天的能力，不是出于神的能力。
And light will show that this is from my natural ability, not from the ability given by God.
这第一点我要提到光的，就是我们要知道，光是除去黑暗的。
So the first point regarding light is that light casts out the darkness.
光是显明这是出于神的还是出于我的。
God, light will reveal whether this is from God or from me.
出于我的不要。
And if it is from myself, I do not want it.
出于神的我要。
And it's from God, that is what I want.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
The second point.
我们如何进入这个光。
How do we enter into this light?
在客观的方面我们求主来第一个来鉴察我。
Objectively, we ask the Lord to examine us.
所以我们要祷告。
So we pray to the Lord.
不是我自己鉴察自己。
Not that I examine myself.
但是我求主鉴察。
But I ask the Lord to examine us.
诗篇139篇说求主鉴察我知道我的心思意念。
And in Psalms 139, it tells us that, Lord, examine my heart and know my deepest thoughts.
认知鉴察我的背后动机是什么。
and know what is that hidden motive behind it.
这是第一个，求主鉴察。
This is the first that we ask the Lord to examine us.
第二个，我们求用神的话。
The second it was we use the word of
the Lord. 我们用神的话进入这个光中。
We use the word of the Lord to enter into this light.
或者这样讲，我们用神的这个客观的用神的话能够来进入神的光。
Objective, we use the word of the Lord to enter into this life.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百三十节说
Psalms 119 verse 130 it tells us
你的言语一解开就发出亮光使愚人通达
The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple.
我们怎么能够得到亮光呢
So how can we obtain this light?
乃是神的话被解开
It is that the word of the Lord has been revealed to us.
神的话怎么能被解开
How has the word of the Lord been revealed to us?
我这里提三个点。
I will mention three points here.
第一个，我们参加聚会。
The first is we attend meetings.
我们的聚会或者有人讲道。
At the meetings, whether someone is sharing.
或者我们查圣经，有人在交通圣经。
Or someone is sharing in the Bible study meeting.
我们能够借助交通这些话，把圣经的话交通出来。这些话能够看见光。
And through this fellowship, we share on the Lord's word and the Bible, and through this, we can see light.
神的仆人在交通神的话，会带出活的话。
When the Lord's servant is sharing the word of the Lord, this will bring living word.
我们如果遇到这个活的话，光就进来。
When we reach this living word, when we meet this living word, then light will enter into us.
当然，今天很多过去已经离开人世的过去的。神的仆人的交通，我们只好看书了。
And for those of the Lord's servants who have left this earth, we have to read their books.
所以，我们如果读属灵书籍，也会发出亮光。
So when we read spiritual books, we can also gain light.
所以，第一个，我们参加聚会。
So the first, we must attend meetings.
基督徒应该是喜欢参加聚会。
As a Christian, we should enjoy attending meetings.
但参加聚会不是只是爱看人。
But attending meetings is not just because we enjoy.
对，我一个人在家里太无聊，去聚会看一堆人。
I'm so lonely at home, so I go to church to meet a bunch of other people.
所以难怪现在都 stay at home 用 Zoom， 好多人不聚会了。
So it's no wonder that when we are at home now and we are meeting over Zoom, that many people are not attending meetings anymore.
我们聚会乃是真的求主给我预见他的话。
But when we attend meetings, it is so that we can meet the Lord and His word.
光照到我。
And light will shine on me.
第二个。
The second.
神的话是我读过的圣经或者背过的圣经。
The word of the Lord is the Bible verses that I have read before or I have memorized.
神会给我们想起这些圣经我们读过背过。
God will help us remember these verses that we have read or memorized.
神也能够直接这样子让光能够进来。
God can also use this to directly shine light into us.
第三个。
The third.
我们跟一些在我们前面的比我们年长一点的弟兄姊妹常常有交谈。
And the third is that we have fellowship with elderly brothers and sisters or those who are more spiritually mature.
我们接着这样交谈，我们就用这样谈话交通，光也会进来。
And through this fellowship, light will also enter into us.
我这种经历很多。
And I have many experiences on this.
我很宝贵这个经历。
And I treasure this very much.
弟兄姊妹，在我奉献给主之前，我最不喜欢跟这些人在一起。
Brothers and sisters, before I consecrated myself to the Lord, I was most afraid of spending time with.
不是 afraid, I just don't like.
I just don't like to spend time with elderly brothers and sisters.
因为每次跟他们谈就被他们教训。
Because every time I fellowship with them, I would be scolded by them.
这个教训我就想逃。
And every time I just want to run away.
看到走过来，我从那边最好看不见我。
And if they come this direction, I will go the other direction.
但是我奉献给主之后，
after I consecrated,
我有个心态改变。
I had a change in my
heart. 我喜欢跟他们交谈。
I enjoy fellowship.
不是聚会。
It is not a meeting.
就是这个谈话。
It is just conversation.
有时候一起散步。
And sometimes we're just walking.
有时候是饭后一同有点交通。
Or after a meeting, we just have.
这些话对我实在有太深的影响。
And this had affected my life so deeply.
我常常觉得我为什么没有把这些话录起来。
And often I wonder why did I not record these words.
如果你问 Sherry, 我常常跟 Sherry 讲说哎呀应该刚刚那篇话都把它录起来就好。
If you ask my wife Sherry, often I tell her that I should have recorded that word.
虽然我不能够再 recap 她讲过的话。
Although I cannot completely recapture what he
saw. 但是那个影响已经深深印在我的里面。
But that effect was that it was ingrained deep in my heart.
弟兄姊妹，这种的交通光就进了。
Brothers and sisters, this fellowship, through this fellowship, light entered in.
所以我们怎么让光进来？
How can we let light enter?
客观来说，第一个，求主鉴察我。
Objectively, we ask the Lord to examine us.
我们有主的话，用主的话来光照。
That if we have the word of the Lord, then the word of the Lord can illuminate us.
我们神一直在发光。
Our Lord is always shining His light.
今天问题是我们有没有得到这个光。
The question is today, have we received this light?
所以主观的方面。我怎么能够得到这个光？
So subjectively, how can we receive this light?
我们必须接受光。
We must accept this light.
如果拒绝光，没了。
If we reject this light, then it is gone.
就好像我奉献给主之前，我基本上是拒绝的。
As if when before I consecrated myself to the Lord, I rejected it.
我可以勉强继续跟你有点交谈。
I can force myself to have some fellowship.
我里面完全拒绝你要跟我讲的一切话。
But inside me, I have completely rejected what you are going to tell me.
那在这个交通的里面，完全我拒绝了光。
Under this condition of fellowship, you have rejected the light.
不管这个人是跟我个别在谈话。
Doesn't matter if this person is by my side talking to me.
或者是讲道跟我在讲的。
Or speaking to me from the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹有没有听过？这个讲员今天在骂我。
Have brothers and sisters heard that someone say, today this speaker is scolding me?
我们没有发现说，哎，这个有光照进来是吧？我拒绝，他在骂我。
It is not that the light has shined inside of me, but I reject it that today this speaker is scolding me.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候讲员要说冤枉，我根本不知道什么事。
Brothers and sisters, many times the speakers are misunderstood because they don't even know what's going on.
你叫神试着要光照你，告诉你，好像在骂你了。
God wanted to use His light to illuminate you, so it appeared that He is scolding you.
但是我拒绝。
But I rejected it.
说弟兄姊妹，要得这光，只有一个条件，接受。
So to receive this light, there's only one criteria, is that we must accept it.
你不接受就没有了。
If you don't accept it, then it's gone.
所以我们心要柔软。
So our hearts must be softened.
柔软的心。才能够接受。
Only a soft heart can accept it.
我们弟兄这边提到，我们的心田是要被耕耘的。
Our brother mentioned that the field of our hearts must be tilled.
我们如果不耕耘，我们的心田是硬的。
If we do not till the field of our hearts are hardened.
如果我们的心田是硬的，前面讲几种能够光进来的方法，对我们都没用。
And if the fields of our heart are hardened.All the things we mentioned before, how light can enter into us, will not happen.
活的用处实在太小。
Or the use of the light is so limited.
你要知道，如果我们不接受光，那个后果有多严重。
Do we know how severe the consequences are if we do not accept the light?
马太福音说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接。这个约翰福音讲的，光照在黑暗里。黑暗却不接受光。
In John, it tells us that the light shined in, but the darkness did not comprehend it.
这句话不是给不信的人说的。
This is not spoken to those who do not believe.
这也提醒我们信主的人。
But this is to tell to us who believe.
没错，我们第一次接受曝光，我信了耶稣了。
Indeed, the first time I received the light, I believed in the Lord.
我要一直接受光的。
But I need to continue to accept the light.
如果我不接受光。
If I don't accept the light,
那就是告诉我们说我在黑暗里，我拒绝这个光。
That is to say, I'm in darkness and I reject the light.
马太福音主说，你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
In Matthew, it tells us, if that light is in you, is darkness, how great is that darkness?
如果我们一直拒绝光，
if we continue to reject the light,
我们的黑暗只有越来越深。
The darkness in us will grow more and more dark.
我们这个黑暗就越来越严重。
And the condition of our darkness will grow worse and worse.
所以弟兄姊妹，神是发光的。
So brothers and sisters, our God is one who shines.
神愿意照亮我们的。
God is willing to illuminate us.
我们常常我没有亮光。
We often say, I do not have light.
我就是不清不楚。
I am just one who is unclear.
弟兄姊妹，只有一个条件。
Brothers and sisters, there's only one criteria.
就是我愿意接受光.
It is that I am willing to accept the light.
我里面是柔软的.
That inside me I am soft.
我是受教的.
And I am one who is teachable.
我能够被调整的, just,
and I am adjustable.
所以我能够愿意,我是愿意并且愿意接受光的.
So I'm willing and I'm willing to accept and receive the light.
这样的情况, 神能够救我们, 提我们从黑暗中一直的
In this condition, the Lord can save us and He can deliver us to the light.
光可以突然间临到,
and light can suddenly appear to us.
光也可以慢慢地加深,
and light can slowly increase.
只要我们愿意接受,
only if we are willing to accept.
我们今天与神交通,
today we are willing to fellowship with God.
这是非常重要的事,
this is a very important matter.
我们有了属的生命可以交通,
we have the life of Christ, so we can fellowship with Him.
我们今天所要做的是在光中与神交通。
So today what we must do is fellowship in the light.
我最后有几节圣经愿意跟弟兄姊妹读一下。
I would like to conclude with a few scripture verses.
诗篇第13篇第3节。
Psalm chapter 13 verse 13.
耶和华我的神啊,求你看顾我,应允我,使我的眼目光明,免得我沉睡致死。
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
诗篇67篇第一节,
Psalm 67, verse 1.
愿神怜悯我们,赐福于我们,用脸光照我们。
God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us.
我们要求主,求神说,神啊,求你怜悯我。
We must pray to our God and ask Him to be merciful to us.
求你用脸光照我。
And cause His face to shine upon us.
使我眼睛能够光明。
That my eyes will be enlightened.
不要让我沉睡致死。
Lest I sleep the sleep of death.
以马忤十两个门徒很忧伤地离开。
The two disciples on the way to Emmaus were very downcast.
主耶稣主动地与他们亲近。
And our Lord Jesus took the initiative to draw near.
主动地与他们同行。
And initiative to walk with
them. 这是主怜悯他们。
This is the Lord had mercy on them.
主解开他的话, 他们心里就火热。
The Lord revealed the words of His heart, and their hearts became on fire.
他们眼睛突然间亮了。 看见这位复活的主。
And their eyes were suddenly enlightened, and they saw the resurrection.
我们要求主。 真切切求主要光照我们。
We must earnestly ask the Lord to enlighten us.
诗篇89篇第15节。
Psalm 89 verse 15 says.
下面一句话说, 耶和华,他们在你的脸上的光里行走。
In the second portion it says, they walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance.
在主的光中与神同行。
Walking in the light of the Lord.
你知道这个结果是什么?
You know what is the consequence of this?
我们就成为光明之子。
The result of this is that we are people of the light.
我们才有机会把光分享给别人。
And only this way can we share the light with others.
我们才能够结出光明的果子。
And we can bear the fruit of light.
就像我们弟兄说, 真愿这成为我们的生活, 成为我们的常态。
Like our brother shared, this will become our life and how we live it out.
弟兄姊妹,愿意我们彼此勉励。
So may we encourage one another.
我们起来,
that we can rise up.
我们切实操练与神交通。
And we can sincerely exercise our fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹,只有我们越多与神交通, 我们才知道与弟兄姊妹。
And the more we fellowship with God, only then will we know how to fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
约翰一书第一章第七节说,
1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says,
我们若在光明中行, 如同神在光明中, 我们就彼此相交。
But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we will have fellowship with one another.
我们与神彼此相交。
If we have our, we will be of one mind with the Lord.
我们也与弟兄姊妹彼此相交。
Then we will also be, oh, then we will also have fellowship with one another.
所以弟兄姊妹,这个愿主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
真的在这些事上,我们切实的学习。
That in these things that we will have serious learning.
我们真的跟主一起行走。
And that we can walk with our Lord.
因为主说跟从我就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。
Because the Lord tells us that anyone who follows him will not be in darkness, but will have the light of life.
愿意这次的特会虽然聚会过去，那些话深深印在我们的里面。
Although this special meeting has passed, may these words be ingrained deep in our heart.
愿我们的眼睛真的被打开。
And that our eyes can be opened.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你，我们还能够到你面前来。
Dear Lord, I thank you that we can still come before you today.
主，你还是一直乐意对我们说话。
Lord, we know you are willing to speak to us.
主，但愿我们看见你愿意，我们的回应也能够说我愿意。
Lord, we know you are willing, so may our response be that we are also willing.
主，我们承认，主，我们这个离开你很远。
Lord, we confess that we are fallen so far from you.
主，我们求你来光照我。
But may you shine your light on us.
主，我们可能还有抵挡的灵。
That we may still have a spirit that rejects you.
主，求你怜悯我。
May you have mercy on us.
你真的来敲开我们这个抵挡。
That you can remove all obstacles in our hearts.
使我们这个人能够完全降服在你里面。
That we can be completely submit to you.
主，使我们这个己，主，我们不再有信心靠我们的己来行动。
And that we do not rely on ourselves anymore.
我们能够单一的来依靠你。
But that we solely rely on you.
主耶稣，求你来拯救我。
So Lord, we ask that you deliver us.
主，给我们能够一直走在这条光明的路上。
That we can continue to walk on this way of light.
我们不只能够讨你的喜悦。
Not only will we be pleasing to you.
我们也能够接受你的托付，能够服侍你所托付的。
That we can accept your entrustment, that we can do what you entrust us to do.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.